Big story this morning is broken with Cricket Australia Chairman Earl Edding stepping down ahead of tomorrow's AGM, where it looked like he was set to be re-elected, we think. Well, one man who was across this and broke this, of course, is a man who broke this a day or two ago, is Pete Lawler. He's the Australian Chief Cricket writer who broke the story of his departure. And he's joined us thanks to Hyundai Forklift Smart Technology and Safety that future-proofs your business. I love it when Pete and Jared Whateley wax lyrical about cricket. It's very deep. It's very honest. It's very knowledgeable. So sorry to bring it down a peg or two for you, Pete, but appreciate your time. And it's a big it's a big time for Australian cricket.
Yeah, not a laughing matter, I'm afraid, Tim. And strap yourself in, listeners, if you could deep dive into the sort of politics at board level of Australian cricket. But pretty grim, really. Tomorrow, Earl Edding was standing up to be re-elected as the chairman for another few years, but this morning he got tapped on the shoulder and said and told that he's lost support and he can't do that, and that's something of a crisis. Richard Freudenstein, who was another director, is sitting in now as the interim chair, but it's gee whiz, because the reason Earl was the reason Earl said he needed to continue on as chair was that nobody was ready to do the job to take his place. So there's a little bit of a vacuum there at the moment, but everything abhors a vacuum and a good person. There are a number of good people on the boards, and fingers crossed that they that one of them will step up, but there's also a vacant position, so they can bring somebody in from the outside too.
Was he a bit slow in preparing a successor? I mean, that seems to be the criticism, and we see that WA, they were sort of opposed his bid for a second term. They seem to have jumped on at the, you know, they're the most recent joining, you know, New South Wales and Queensland. Was he a bit slow in having someone to take over?
That's the heart of the issue. 2 years ago, the New South Wales board wrote to Earl Eddings and said that while we, you know, support you as chair of Cricket Australia, we have concerns that you haven't identified a successor and we want to put you on notice quietly. Mm. Respectfully, to groom a successor. So we've got to this point. So Cricket New South Wales were often painted as some sort of power brokers in this situation, but I would tend to counter that with perhaps have more respect for good governance than some others. Said, no, we cannot support you. Earl said, I don't care, I'm still running. So that's an interesting situation when you think about it, because David Peaver stood down when he lost the support of New South Wales. Then Queensland said, we don't support you either because we think that cricket needs a change. So you have two of the bigger cricket states saying they don't support him, but he, undeterred, he continued on. The straw that broke the camel's back was your people, Tim, from Perth. The grave concerns in Perth about the way preparations were going for the fifth test. They're alarmed that they were given the fifth test because that is the most difficult one for them. I mean, because, you know, the cricket will be coming in from the leper states before that, Victoria and New South Wales. So how does that work? Alarmed that not enough planning was in process, and with an eye to all the other concerns, it, you know what, we withdraw our support. And that happened last night, and the AGM's tomorrow. So the news was broken to Earl this morning, and he's done the right thing and stood down. He's a nice bloke, Earl Eddings, and he's done a pretty good job. I mean, they got the summer on, you know, he's done a good job. To actually get away with the summer last year was a fair effort. To get the Ashes on this year, assuming that they happened, it's a good job. You know, Australian cricket was going all right, but these governance issues matter. And you might say it provokes some questions in that the states weren't being heard at board level anymore. To have a chairman who wants to continue when he's lost the support of New South Wales and Queensland is extraordinary. Mm. But he could do that. He couldn't do it once WA came on board, because then it actually became a matter of votes. It's almost like being a lame duck leader. You want unity in Australian cricket, not division.
Justin Langer's position as Australian cricket coach, am I being a bit scurrilous in thinking there's some vibe that the WA connection to that and this decision not to support Earl Eddings are linked in any way, shape or form?
I hadn't considered that at all. How would you see that they are linked?
I think there's some concern in WA that there seems to be a bit of an East Coast anti-Langer sentiment in his position, and he's had to change his ways, and there's use of the words mutiny, and the Wacker are backing him in 100%, believe he's the best man for the job, and this might be a way of rattling the cage elsewhere and maybe getting someone into position as chairman that might be a bit more supportive of Justin Langer.
The parochialism of Australian states is evident in every form of life, isn't it? In our
yep.
COVID responses and everything. I'd never thought of that. I don't think the two things are linked, to be honest. Although I think one thing that, you know, what a part of Earl's campaign was to be continuity and stability, and with the fact that Langer's term is coming to an end, whether he goes again, I'd be surprised. But there's been the response to Justin's social media post yesterday, an apparently innocent social media post that, you know, everybody's uncle would do on Facebook. And Justin says it was an innocent thing that he did. That kind of tells you something about how Justin's being viewed, the framework with which he's being viewed from. People read that as I don't care what everyone's saying, I do things my way approach. And that's to a degree disrespectful, because Justin's, you know, the players confronted Justin and there was issues. Justin doesn't like the word confronted there, but they told him, look, there's stuff about the way you go about coaching that doesn't get the best out of us. You can get better just as we can get better. Let's do it. Let's shake on that. And, you know, there was an agreement around that. So that post has been read as you know what? I'm Justin Langer, and that's the way I roll, no matter what people say about me. It didn't sit well. It's a bit of a worry what's going on there.
Do you think, though, that Justin Langer post, and I saw that on Facebook, and I actually screen-saved it and put it onto socials, and then actually took it down because I was trying to read the play a little bit, and I probably was a little bit presumptuous in regards to what he was trying, who is he aiming it at, and there seemed to be some backlash. I probably should have just run with it. But the bottom line is, it's not player connected, is it? I don't think he's having a dig at his playing group and his squad. I think he's having a dig at you blokes, isn't he?
Well, the fact that everyone's second-guessing what does it mean and trying to read the entrails of it kind of tells you that it's a delicate situation that he finds himself in. It was noted that you put it up and put it down. That's how I found out about it, by the way, Tim. You were the canary in the coal mine on this one. Someone rang me and said, did you see Tim Gossage's post last night? I said, no. He said, it's gone this morning, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I just, for that very reason that you've just said, for that very reason that you said, I was unsure about exactly what it was about. So I thought, I said, you know, and I'll declare my hand, I'm a friend of his. I could see where it was coming from initially. Then I thought, have I misread the tea leaves here completely? And I don't want to be a party of it. I don't want to be throwing kerosene on a fire that's already never quite going to go out, I think, until they start having a few wins.
And that was my response when I was alerted to it. I thought, I don't know what JL's on about there. And, you know, so what? He's posted something. Mm. I thought, but the question that bothered me was, how will this be seen? And and I think that the sort of reaction from commentators and things is, might be echoing around the dressing room. I don't know. I haven't spoken to any players today that are with Justin. But I'm figuring if I'm a player who's fronted JL and asked him to change and asked him to grow with us, and then you see a post like that and some other things that he'd said in interviews previous, you're thinking, is he listening?
Yeah, interesting. We'll see how that all plays out. Yeah.
I love JL too, mate. Like, you know, I reckon JL's a great man. Once you get to know him, he's a fantastic guy.
Yep.
But he's dealing with a young group, and I wonder if he's getting the best out of them at all times.
Well, we're going to see very, very shortly if they've got the T20 fire in the belly, and it looks it looks like he has. There seems to be some conjecture about how they're going to look in regards to their batting lineup. Do you see it a way that many people do, that Marsh does bat three and that and Maxwell bats four? Or what's your flexibility in regards to the initial T20 World Cup team and the way that they're going to bat?
I'd put my house on it. Marsh at three, yeah, for sure. And it makes it a bit more difficult for Smith then, doesn't it? Where Smith bats, but Smith might just have to adjust to middle order batting. It's not beyond him, just because his IPL franchise judges that he's not the best player to play in the middle order on those wickets. Doesn't mean they're not absolutely correct. He's a creative and intelligent player. He can move the game on, sweeps really well. On those wickets, he could be very handy. And I know that there was a plan at the IPL to bring him in later on as the wickets got a little tighter, because he's that sort of guy. I wouldn't underestimate him. I think the best thing for the World Cup preparation has been David Warner being dropped and embarrassed by his franchise, because nothing will motivate him more to succeed at World Cup level than to show Sunrisers Hyderabad what a bad decision they made to axe him as captain and drop him from their team. That's what really fires David up. He likes proving people wrong.
Yeah, he might play angry. I think he might play angry early, which I think could be of benefit to Justin Langer and the Australian team, which would be good. But in regards to David Warner, does he have many failures in his kit bag for the Ashes? If he fails early, could he be out and gone and the Dave Warner test opener days numbered?
Yeah, he does. He does have many failures in him. Well, he only played two tests last year, Tim, and he came in broken. You know, he was injured, couldn't move properly. In normal circumstances, he wouldn't have played, but he played because the team needed him to do that. It didn't go that well. And so it's a very small sample size, isn't it? How much other cricket has he had in recent times apart from the previous Ashes? I don't think he'll be facing those conditions in Australia, or that, you know, that swinging, jagging ball that brought him undone there. Even if he peels off a string of low scores, you're still going to keep hanging in there with David Warner a bit longer than you should, aren't you? I mean, he's a champion. And what are the alternatives?
Yeah, very true. Very true. And it's difficult to get a sample size in regards to replacements because of the way the Sheffield Shield competition is still up in the air, so to speak, because of where games can be played. Just in regards to a spinner option, Nathan Lyon, again, he's another one who must be close to the end, he's certainly closer to the end than he is the start. Spinning stocks, off-spinning stocks, rather, you know, who's next? Who again is putting their hand up to put some pressure on Nathan Lyon for a test berth?
I'm not 100% sure, to be honest with you. It's not something I really considered, because I can see Nathan Lyon being around for a long time to come. God help them. It's a tough job in Australia, isn't it, being an off-spinner? A really difficult job. And when Nathan Lyon does retire, we'll realise just how good he was, but just how difficult it was for him to establish himself in the team before that, because so much was expected of a spinner and so little was given to them in Australian conditions, where, you know, particularly in Sheffield Shield, they don't get that option to bowl on a fifth day wicket. Not sure, to be honest. That was a question without notice, Tim.
Sorry, sorry. Yeah, I know.
All good. I should be across my brief better, mate. Yeah.
No. There is no brief. I'm working off. Well, it was a brief, but I'm just working on my own. I do apologise. Now, Travis Head's just made 150, and Weatherald's on his way to 100 at Karen Rolton Oval. Yeah. They're 1 for 260 in 35 overs. Mate, Karen Rolton Oval, is that small? Is that a small ground?
Yeah. Can you get back to me when someone doesn't make 100 over there? It's small, flat, has an accessible boundary. Mate, every child player gets 100 by the look of it, which is not to dismiss Travis Head's form, because he's going really well. But we had this start last year too, didn't we, a few games played over there.
Yeah. And, Laurie Colliver has just said, messaged and said, 70 metres straight, 65 sideways if the pitch is in the middle.
You should have Laurie on, not me, mate. See, there's a guy who's got the facts that he's seen.
And the pace scale, which is great for women's cricket. They've had a bit of a win, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and isn't that one of the great achievements of Australian cricket in recent years is what they've done with women's cricket and the situation the WNCL and the WBBL find themselves in. I love the fact that recent series against India had clear air. So it was the only thing on and people are hungry for some sport and watching it. And now the WBBL has clear air. Compare and contrast with the way the Indians have treated their women cricketers, who there's been some sort of half-hearted token gesture towards a couple of exhibition matches at an IPL still in 2021. And look at how good their women are. And the great thing is that the Indian women are going to play in the WBBL, which essentially makes the WBBL the equivalent of the IPL. Mm. It is the peak competition when it comes to women's cricket. Good to see them being paid more. Yeah, it's something that Cricket Australia can be proud of, the work that they've done in that area. I reckon they've really set the pace for a lot of sports.
No doubt. Pete, appreciate the chat, mate. I know I'm no Jared Waitley, but appreciate you treating me with kid gloves, mate. Appreciate it very much.
We're all watching your social media account.
No, Gilchrist has got me to come back. Set and forget is now my new motto. So I didn't set and forget the JL. I remembered and I deleted, which is not normally my go. But appreciate your time.
Take care, mate. Bye.
Pete Lawler. I didn't realise he followed my stuff. That's good. The Australian chief cricket writer. And you can read his story on Earl Eddings at theaustralian.com.au. He was across it. He broke that story. And it certainly come about, of course, with the Cricket Australia decision that he's had to step down from the position of chairman. Macca says, Goss, 10 cents worth of free advice. Stop talking over everyone. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard when you can't actually see the talent and you just have to, you know, every now and then you take the conversation forward. But thank you, Macca. Appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. 1-300-736-736. Have your say on Justin Langer and what's happening with Cricket Australia. If you do, do you think he's safe? Do you think it's all up to do with the World T20 squad and the way that they perform? The Ashes, of course, looking forward to that one. Hyundai High Performance Forklifts. The driver's choice brought us that interview with Pete Lawler, the Australian chief cricket writer. Visit your local independent dealer at Trinity Hyundai Forklifts or Google Hyundai Forklifts.